today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching in hour number one, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their features, we do it for free. freetalklive.com. We'll start things out by going right into the phone calls. This is the show about your call, so let's start with Chris in Indianapolis, listening on the Internet. Hey, Chris.
Hey. I just want to say, well, I want to talk about hippies. And yeah, hippies and protesting and lynch mobs.
All right, go for it.
You're going to tie this all in together?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Give it a shot.
Hippies, they're pretty much like they were worthless. You know, they didn't do anything.
Okay.
They did a lot of protesting.
You talking about in the '60s, the early
'70s? Yeah, like during the Vietnam era, like the late '60s, early '70s.
So protesting is worthless then, in your mind?
Well, the thing about it is it actually the only thing that the hippies did was show that the government isn't going to listen to. I mean, you could have like probably 7 million people out in front of the White House, and they're not going to ignore it. They're going to say something, but as far as policy or anything like that, they're just going to completely ignore it, you know. And
probably,
well, more than likely. I mean, if it didn't happen then it's never going to happen, really. I mean, with the amount of people they had protesting, all you know, well.
Well, they did pull out of Vietnam eventually. I don't know if the protests were a factor in that.
I doubt it. The whole thing about the Kent State thing where they actually shot them.
Yeah, well, they shot the hippies.
Yeah, they shot the hippies.
That's not funny.
I just think it's funny he's wrapping it together.
The whole thing about that is, I guess nowadays it wouldn't, I don't know if that would necessarily happen like that, but I mean, that's basically like the end all, you know, when the cops start shooting the crowd, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But how it ties into lynch mobs is, I was thinking about this the other day, and, you know, about like protesting and everything like that, and how you could actually make a real change. And I realized that how lynch mobs, you know, how they used to go and like nab people out of jails and go lynch them. And, you know, the cops really couldn't do nothing about it because, you know, you only got, like, two or three cops and you got, like, 100 people, you know, coming to get the person or whatever, so they're kind of powerless. But if now if you could take someone who, you know, like, just like Russell Canning, you guys talk about him all the time, and, you know, if they pick this guy up for, like, you know, a completely ridiculous reason that, well, it's kind of an idea that you have basically a lynch mob. But instead of going to get the guy to lynch them, they go to get the guy to just free them.
To free him, yeah.
Yeah.
That is an idea that has been proffered in the past, and I think it's an interesting one. Obviously, we have a long way to go before you would have enough people with enough cojones to pull off something like that. I think right now we're not even, I don't think we're anywhere even close to something like that. But I think it's an interesting concept.
Yeah, I was just thinking that it'd be really dangerous. You would actually have to have people there who are, you know, like, you'd probably have to have real guns. You'd probably have to have, like, the non-lethal weapons also. And
no, I don't see why you would need guns. I think that it would work better if you didn't have weapons. Because if you had weapons, then they have every reason to shoot to kill. However, if you're an unarmed crowd of angry civilians, then it's a different story.
Yeah.
Then you're there demanding something that is obviously popular enough to where 100 people have come out to the jail in order to storm the jail. Then are they going to shoot you, an unarmed populace?
Didn't stop them at Kent State.
I'm not saying it would stop them, but wouldn't you agree, Mark, that if you were armed, then it's guaranteed?
I try to...
Yes. Okay.
I try to put myself in the cop's position. Like, if you're, let's say, one of five cops, you know, and it's like 2 a.m. and at the jail, and you got like 500-600 people right out front, and some of them are armed, some of them are not. You know, I mean, to shoot into that crowd would be—I mean, it'd almost be like suicide. You know, the mob would rule, really. I mean, you're not going to get away.
It depends on how brave the mob is. I guess if the mob had been as brave to even show up to do something like that, mm-hmm. then I would be very curious to see how something like that turned out. Because essentially, wouldn't that be armed rebellion? Or
yeah.
I mean, if it was armed, wouldn't it be armed rebellion? If it were unarmed, then would it be unarmed rebellion? I mean, either way, it's the people rebelling against the state. And
yeah.
Boy, would that be awesome! I have to say, if it were unarmed, I think I could support that. I don't think that in that case, if it were unarmed, that anyone could call that violent. That's just popular demand at that point.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
A majority of the people that showed up at the jail tonight wanted to release this guy, so we should release him. I mean, they're all about majorities, right?
They do love their majorities.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then again, you know, it's just like the whole hippie thing. They just tell a mob, get away. Or, I mean, it'd have to be fast, because then they just call in a whole bunch of cops.
Well, right, exactly. That's going to give them the excuse. You know, they're going to call that a rebellion. They're going to say this rebellion needs to be suppressed. And you're right, they will call in they'll call the state police in. They'll call over cops from the next county.
Yeah.
They'll call in the feds if they can. But nonetheless, it's an interesting idea, and I'd certainly show up with a video camera.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to have people there. I mean, certain people would have to be armed. Certain people would have to be ready to actually, like, wrestle around with the cops. Then certain people would have to have, like, non-lethal weapons, like tasers and the rubber bullets.
Right.
Certain people would be there with video cameras, and then some people would just be there for watching, it'd have to be coalesced really fast also.
Interesting idea, Chris.
If there was any wrestling around with the cops, I suspect that's when they would open fire on the crowd.
Well, I mean, if you only got five cops and you got like 20 guys jumping on top
of
them.
Not a lot of wrestling going on, no.
Yeah, and then, you can just cuff them up really fast and that'd be
how many
over.
Cops are normally on, I mean, in a relatively small county jail? How many cops are you dealing with at any given time of the night?
I don't know, but they more than likely have, like, glass windows and, ways to seal themselves
oh,
in,
yes.
I'm sure.
Oh, they're secure, of course.
That's a fun way around that, but it's just an idea.
Very good. Chris, I like it. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. It's certainly original thinking. 800-259-9231.
I think you have to work from within the system.
Well, okay. I see where you're coming from on that, Mark, but presuming that the system is unchangeable and immobile, and the system continues to lock up your compatriots for the silliest of things, like he mentioned Russell Canning. He was recently in jail for about 3 weeks because he didn't have a driver's license when he was driving around. I think in those cases, if people were courageous enough to do something like that, I would be absolutely fascinated to see what would happen.
I'd be fascinated.
I wonder how violent the state would get in that case. Especially if the people were unarmed. I understand that Chris is saying he thinks some people should be armed, but if you've got a thronging mob full of people that are all completely unarmed, then what would happen?
Well,
how tyrannical and terrible would the government be in response?
It wouldn't be good.
No, it probably wouldn't be good at all, but nonetheless, I'm curious now. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with the calls. It is Paul in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Great. What's up?
Hey, I'm calling in today to express a huge concern. On a couple of your past shows, there was a gentleman by the name of Adam. He called in from Texas, and he was basically calling in to point out that when I had called in to talk about a unilateral and a bilateral contract, that it was basically, I guess in his words, kind of insane to believe that something like that exists.
Okay.
And, here's somebody who calls in and he doesn't even research it because you can just Google unilateral and bilateral contracts.
Yeah, I guess his argument was that as long as there are two entities involved in the agreement, then it can't be called unilateral, whereas you were saying that if it's basically a non-negotiable contract, and this is as I understood it, that if it was non-negotiable, you either sign or you don't, then that's not so much bilateral.
No, the bilateral and the unilateral only apply to legally enforceable promises.
There you go. Well, we can go back and forth on this forever. To me, it's really irrelevant. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Two callers disagree. What do you know? This is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. We got Brian in Colorado. He wants to talk about OPH. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free.
That, by the way, includes the wiki. Over 1,350 pages created by listeners like you. It's the listener-editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Wiki.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest, and it's June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project, and talk with New Hampshire natives and those who made the move. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. As we continue with the calls, you can bring up whatever you want. Let's go to Brian in Colorado on the Amplifier line. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, a couple months ago, I bought the Operation Politically Homeless kit from the Advocates.
And
just looking for a place to use it. They have a kit. It's, you know, 40 or 50 bucks. It has a poster and all the cards and everything. We have this event that comes through our neighborhood every year, the first, Sunday of June, where 1,200 bicycles come by.
What kind of bicycles?
1,200.
Oh, okay.
1,200 dirt bikes come through.
Great.
And about 2 miles up the road in the canyon is where they stop, and there's a first aid station and a rest stop.
Right.
So we were having dinner on Saturday night. We thought, hey, this might be a really good place to try out this kit.
Great thinking.
So we loaded up the Cadet in the morning and took a cruise up there and just put a table and set up the truck. You know, it took us 3 minutes to set up.
Did they not care that you were just there? Did you call the organizers and ask for a table spot, or you just showed up?
I took my scooter up there a few minutes before to just kind of look for the guy with the bullhorn and said, hey, do you mind if we set this up? I he was a little reluctant. I said, well, it's for my kid's school. It's for a political science project.
Ah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he let us set up right by where they're passing out the oranges. And we were there just for an hour and a half, you know, for the main part where most of the people were there in the morning because it gets kind of hot. And we had a blast.
You had a what?
I had a blast. A lot of fun.
Super. I mean, motorbike people, I'm guessing, mostly males under the age of 27?
Oh, these were bicycles.
Oh, bicycles. I'm sorry,
yeah,
I missed that.
So as a result, you know, bicycles, we got a lot of, health-conscious type people.
Fitness people, yeah.
And so it tended, I'm looking at the chart right now, everything is above the middle line. So we got a couple status down there, but they just wanted their Social Security.
So you're saying, about, when you say above the middle line, you're talking about the Operation Politically Homeless test. It's the world's smallest political quiz where people are asked to respond to 10 statements, whether they agree or disagree, and then once they're all done, they get charted on this diamond chart. And you're saying that in the way the chart is set up is libertarian is the top quadrant, liberals on the left, conservative on the right, centrist in the middle, and then authoritarian or statist down at the very bottom. You're saying nobody scored statist or authoritarian.
Well, there's a couple of dots down there. But by and large, almost everybody is top of the centrist, top of the liberal, and we have probably, almost a half libertarian in that diamond up there.
Mm, wow, that's a lot.
So, yeah, it was kind of like what I expected. But, this is the first one I've done and the first one the kids have done, and I've talked about it. And we really didn't know what to expect, and they were kind of, I have to get out there and talk to adults. They're almost adults themselves, but you know what that's like.
Right.
We just went out there and got the clipboards and came up with, you got to get that 3 second, would you like to take a political quiz? And they say, no, or whatever. You say, come on, it'll 10 questions, it'll take you less than a minute. And then other people who, they say, oh, well, I know where I'm going to fall.
Uh-huh.
I say, well, show me. And they put their finger right there, and I say, prove it. And then they take
right.
the test, and some of them do, some of them don't.
Yeah, I like to say, you might be surprised, because some people are.
Well, about half of them who did that were pretty much right on. And the other half were nowhere near. There was no other rhyme or reason. One guy, an older guy who was there helping with the water, I said, hey, you want to? He said, how's it going over there? And I said, do you want to take the test? Have you taken it yet? He says, well, I know I'm going to appear right if it tore the Hun. I said, so why don't you try it? And so he filled out the test, and he came 80-80.
Yeah.
He was solid libertarian.
It seems like anybody that calls themselves extreme left or extreme right ends up in our quadrant.
Right.
Very good. Congratulations, by the way, on that. Your very first Operation Politically Homeless, a successful endeavor. And it's really encouraging to do those, isn't it, Brian?
Oh, it's fabulous. You know, like I said, I didn't know what to expect. And now my kids, they don't want to do it. Oh, we're going to do this in a student quad, or, we're going to do this for a class on logic. Or, and they're wanting to borrow the thing all the time now, or
nice.
They're planning to. looking for places to do this.
It's so affordable. I mean, to get the Operation Politically Homeless, as you said, I think it's less than $50 on theadvocates.org. That's their website. They're the ones that essentially came up with the quiz originally decades ago. In fact, this thing is taken worldwide by classrooms. It's done on campuses. It's done at fairs. I've done it at gun shows. I've done it at Lesbian Pride Fest. I mean, you can anywhere where there's a crowd of people milling around, you can set this booth. You can set this booth up,
and
it's amazing.
It's pretty darned accurate.
Yeah, it really is.
You would think that they would have spun it in some way to be pro-libertarian. I mean, that's what I assumed when I first saw it. Is I'll bet you 50% of people show up in Libertarian Quadrant. I wonder why, but. It doesn't seem that way. I have one. I have it right in my PDA, and I administer it on a pretty regular basis to people. And many people that you would think that they would think that they would have showed up liberal or conservative actually show up libertarian. Or I have never met a statist. I haven't administered as many as you guys have, being out at the fairs and that kind of thing.
We've talked about political burnout on this show, and doing more OPHs will, I think, prevent you from burning out, because
it'll energize you, I'm sure.
Yeah, it really gets you to realize that there is this throng, these masses of people out there in America that do agree with us. They may not agree with us 100%, but they certainly seem to agree with us more than anybody else.
Right.
It's just that they don't know we're there.
Right. These are the easy issues as far as libertarians go that are on this test. I've noticed that it doesn't go into the tough stuff like illegal immigration or anything like that. Roads, right? But
so there you go.
It really does points people, properly on the map.
Well done, Brian. Any other thoughts or comments for us?
Well, I encourage anybody to do this. If you do it in the kit, you get a little sheet that says, go on the website and look at the manual. And the manual is excellent. You have to read it before you do your first one, because I would have made a lot of mistakes that they talk about in there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no point in making all of the mistakes that everyone else has already made in the past.
Right.
So it's a great way to learn from it. And so I guess the only tricky part about OPH is trying to decide where to do it. Because, I mean, if you don't know what's happening in your community, then you're kind of in the dark. So as long as you know what events are happening, then get out to do them. Of course, then some events charge money for tables and that sort of thing. So at some point it may be beyond your financial reach, like... county fairs can be anywhere from $150 for a table all the way up to a grand for a table. So it all depends on what sort of finances you have. But it wouldn't take a lot of people. I mean, if you had a good core group of volunteers to chip in for $150, that's something you could cover. And then if you approach it from the way that I did it, was that, and by the way, Brian, thank you for the call. We appreciate you sharing that with us. If you approach it the way I approach it, and that is that you're not there to give away information, you're there to sell it to people. Like, you sell your brochures for little amounts, like 25 cents or 10 cents or a buck
some
or
small amount.
Like that.
But that way they're not taking something they don't want.
Right, they're not taking something they're just going to walk away and throw away. They're going to value it, they're going to take it home, they're going to read it, because darn it, they spent money on it. And at least that way you can make a few bucks back toward your table costs. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871, or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so do enjoy those on us, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Just go and get them for free, freetalklive.com. Did you know 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats could leave you and your family penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see that KeepYourAssets.net can help you be protected against those that wish to take your wealth. That's KeepYourAssets.net. Still to come here tonight, got some good news, some bad news, and some good and bad news together.
Okay.
We'll find, and marijuana and, let's see, porn are involved in both in these issues. But first to the phones and to the fun, because you can take control of the airwaves. Let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah. There's one libertarian way to address a problem. You know, just because the government has no right to cross the line and initiate force as far as, you know, a lot of drunkenness and stuff is going on, doesn't mean that we can't solve that problem. It just means we don't want to cross the line and initiate force.
You're talking about in a world where government is more restricted, in a world where government is very, very small and respects people's rights?
Right here. You see, people can host high school alcohol-free high school graduation parties on their property with the restriction that it be alcohol-free. Of course, they're not initiating any force. It's their place. Okay? So they host this alcohol-free party, and the graduates can go there and not drink. Okay? Mm-hmm. And they have something better to do than hang around down at a kegger and get drunk and vomit. Okay?
Okay. Yes, people can do that.
Important, Because look at all the teenagers dying in drunk driving crashes. You know, like on October 16th, 2004, on Idlewild Road in Mint Hill, North Carolina, 19-year-old Ryan Yoho was killed by a drunk driver who crossed onto his side, 28 years old, by the way, blew a 20, crossed onto his side and hit him head-on with an SUV. That's literally, from a libertarian point of view, crossing the line and initiating mass times velocity equals force. Now, when your daughter, your niece, your sister, whoever's in a middle school, junior high school, or high school, is invited to step outside and smoke a joint, she can always say, no, but I'll step outside and not smoke a joint. Ooh, step outside. Now, what do you want to talk about? I never thought of that. She can give him some advice on how to find somebody, if, I mean, assuming he's not her type, you know? And, I mean, would you rather he be hanging out on a Saturday night getting all messed up, hanging out with a bunch of guys and getting into trouble? Or would you rather he be in a movie theater cuddling up with a girl?
I'm having trouble understanding what your point is tonight, Tom.
There is a way of solving the problems. And I think that if people help other people who aren't having much luck that way, and if people would provide non-drinking alternatives.
Yeah, but high school kids don't want to go to straight edge parties. I mean, there's a certain percentage of them that do, but
yeah.
A lot of them want to go and get drunk, Tom. I mean, that's a fact.
I am sure some of them do, but for those ones, somebody's got to explain, don't even worry about it if you can't drink as much as somebody else. You drink to enjoy, not to compete. Don't brag about how much you
drink. I wish
the
kids understood that.
Don't let somebody brag to you, because you know what the next step is. They're going to brag, oh, yeah, you blew a 17. Well, that's nothing. I blew a 22. Yeah, but you're in here on your third DUI. I'm on my fifth.
Well, this is what, kids in America today, they're not raised with any sort of understanding or respect for alcohol, so it tends to show itself in the fact that they go and they do stupid things, like drinking competitions, drinking to get as drunk as they possibly can, you know, all the silly little drinking games that they play, the keg stands and all that crap. I think that all really stems back from the forbidden fruit aspect of alcohol, and it's not going away anytime soon. We can talk about those issues. We can encourage kids to not drink to get drunk, but I don't think that's going to stop it. It's popular. It's cool for kids to go out and do that.
We should make it legal for their parents to be able to educate them at home on alcohol use, like they do in Europe.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
I don't think the government has any business being in the
but that would require
business.
To do that, though, Mark, would require abolishing the age of consent laws for alcohol.
Yes, it would.
Right. That's not something you normally, a position you don't normally take.
Well, you know, I'm moving towards that particular one. I don't intend to scare people off, but I would say ratchet it down slowly.
Tom, is that a good solution in your book?
Yeah, ratchet it down slowly and also educate these people. I mean, and you got to educate the voters about how bad it is to impose unjust laws and initiate force. And one way to educate the voters is to teach them a lesson.
I'm not sure what you mean by that. Teach them a lesson.
Teaching them a lesson is educating them.
Right. Well, they have to want to learn before they're going to listen to what you have to say. So how do you get around that part?
Well, they don't necessarily have to want to be taught a lesson, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
The Second Amendment wasn't written for sportsmen.
What are you suggesting, Tom?
Well, I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just saying that was one way to do it. We'll see ya.
Okay. Toodles, 800-259-9231. What was he suggesting, Mark? Was he suggesting...
I don't know.
What?
Shooting voters? I don't know.
How does the Second Amendment tie into educating the American populace on alcohol?
Well, at least he's consistent with the whole violence thing.
He's consistently confusing sometimes. Let's continue with the calls and go to Jason in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
What's on your mind tonight?
The view tax in New Hampshire.
Well, there's no view tax in New Hampshire, but there are houses that are being appraised at higher levels due to the fact that they have a view.
Now, why is that, though?
I don't know. The government wants more money?
Obviously, but I mean, what if somebody's like nearsighted or blind or something? Isn't that kind of stupid?
Well, they don't care about if you're enjoying the view. It's just an excuse to raise the value of the home, because presumably the next buyer would be enjoying that view.
Maybe, but the next buyer might like to see a dump or something out their window, you know? Shouldn't that be up to them?
I think property taxes should be abolished entirely, so I'm obviously with you in getting rid of the view tax.
All right.
Is that all?
Yeah, I think so.
Hard to argue when we agree, isn't it?
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Get that crap out of here. I just got my property tax bill yesterday, or over the weekend.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
I had to cut a check for $2,625.51.
That's painful.
Now, that's down from last year because I went through the begging process.
Mm-hmm.
I went through the process of begging my masses. Tell them, oh, please, massa, I've paid $205,000 for this house. Please let me have an abatement. And so they did. Because the governments around here aren't quite as tyrannical as governments around the country, and I suppose I could have taken them to court and proven it had I really wanted to. So my property taxes came down like, I don't know, $500, something like that.
Every 6 months.
Better than nothing, and it doesn't look like they increased my value. I thought that I was going to reduce the value last year, and then they're just going to crank it up again this year because they can, because they reevaluate it every year.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. So I guess that's good. I'm trying to look on the bright side.
Well, they would have to. The only way they can reevaluate it up is if property values have increased, and property values pretty much nowhere have increased this year.
So there you go. That's, by the way, that's for half of the year, in case you don't know. Here in New Hampshire, we get billed twice per year, so this is my first bill. So that's going to be another $2,600 later on. 800-259-9231. Yuck. All right, so good news, bad news, or good news and bad news, Mark?
I like good news.
All right, good news is that, and this passed me by last week, I didn't spot it, the Senate, in a 23-13 vote in Hartford, Connecticut, last night approved a bill to legalize the medicinal use of marijuana to relieve the suffering of patients.
Is that state 13?
I think so. Yep, 13th state, as a matter of fact. It only waits for the signature of the governor, and so got our fingers crossed on that one, obviously. More on the way, you can take control. Another marijuana-related story about Ed Rosenthal out in California. We'll find out what happened to him coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Today. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Check out the locks on that babe. No, it's not a pretty woman with great hair. It's a hot car with anti-theft devices. When I come back, we'll talk about other ways to make your car less stealable.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars.
One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Next time you get clipped, it should be in the barber shop, not on the curb as a victim of auto theft. Per the Department of Justice, a car is scalped every 27 seconds. So lower your car's risk of being stolen by parking in well-lit lots with windows closed, doors locked, and keys in hand. Keep your original title at home and carry vehicle registration by purse or wallet. If you have an alarm, use it every time you leave your car. Like bad hair days, you can't control thieves, but you can make moves to keep your car out of danger and yourself out of a hairy mess. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free. We give them away, but we do ask you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and get a load of our brand new products. We've got everything from the 2-gigabyte hottest selling item we've ever had, the 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. It's a Free Talk Live MP3 player, it's a flash drive, it's an FM tuner, it's a voice recorder, all rolled into one for less than $60. That price, by the way, is unbeatable. Plus, we've got all kinds of great clothing merchandise. We've got the brand new Free Talk Live hoodies, a zippered version and a pullover version. We've got the Free Marketeer t-shirt, the Free Talk Live ladies tee, Free Talk Live brand new beanie cap design, and also the Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo. All of those are brand new products. Then there's all of our older products as well, including archive collector's sets and more, all there. Store.freetalklive.com. So, just had started to get into a little bit of good news. I'll give you a few more details about it. The Connecticut State Senate has voted 23-13 to legalize medicinal marijuana, this following the House that voted 89-58 in favor of the bill. The bill now goes in front of Governor M. Jody Rell for her signature, and if it becomes law, Connecticut will become the 13th state to allow the palliative use of marijuana despite the federal prohibition against it. The legislation passed last night will allow a doctor to certify an adult patient's use of marijuana after determining he or she has a debilitating condition and can potentially benefit from marijuana. Patients and their primary caregivers would then register with the State Department of Consumer Protection. So, it's bureaucratic, but it's better than total prohibition. The patient and the primary caregiver would be limited to growing no more than 4 plants, each having a maximum height of 4 feet, in an indoor secure facility.
Interesting, they're trying to limit the height of plants.
Yeah, whatever.
You can't grow any taller.
Whatever. They've got to have their darn controls.
Yeah.
And so then it goes on, and they take some quotes.
Five-foot plants would be, that would be chaos.
Let's see. One of the, people that is... He was also concerned about the plants grown for medical purposes that would not be destroyed afterward and would contribute to the drug trade. He said then that marijuana then goes back out on the street, maybe into the hands of some kids. The bill's very well intended, but I think there's a lot of room for error here. Guess what? Kids already have pot.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
They're doing just fine without your marijuana bill.
Don't worry about it.
So, they go on. There's a few more quotes from these guys. They're for it and they're against it and whatever. I hope the governor signs it. So congratulations to Connecticut. A little bit of good news coming out of out of one of the New England states, 800-259-9231. Now, in other marijuana-related news, this one's sort of a two-sided coin, a little bit of good news, a little bit of bad news. We had Ed Rosenthal on the show a few months ago. Ed is a man in his early 60s, I believe, and he's been called the guru of ganja.
Mm-hmm.
He's written a number of books. He used to have a column in High Times magazine. I believe he's now writing for Cannabis Culture magazine. He's a guy that can tell you how to grow those four-foot plants. He's written books on the subject. He knows a lot about growing marijuana. In fact, he was growing marijuana out in California until he got busted and went to court. He beat his charges, and from the Drug War Chronicle, they brought him up on charges again. Well, now a federal jury last week found the guru of ganja, Ed Rosenthal, guilty for a second time of growing hundreds of marijuana plants in what is no more than a symbolic victory for federal prosecutors. Because Rosenthal had already served a lenient one-day sentence after he was first convicted of the same charges back in 2003, U.S. District Court Judge Charles Breyer, the presiding judge in the case, has already ruled that he cannot be resentenced. So, bad news in that he lost the case, good news in that he's not going back to prison for it. Rosenthal's original conviction was overturned upon appeal. Vengeful federal prosecutors, angered by his public criticism of their methods, retried him, knowing they couldn't further punish him. They even filed additional charges that the judge threw out as vindictive. The trial itself was noteworthy for the mass refusal of medical marijuana movement people subpoenaed to testify for the government to do so. And a little more on that in a moment. Equally noteworthy was their escaping without contempt citations, at least so far. Rosenthal grew the plants to produce medical marijuana for use in California, where it's legal, but his defense was unable to explain that to the jury because it was blocked from doing so by Judge Breyer.
I love how they just block you from saying things in your own defense at your own trial.
It's typical. At federal trials, this happens all the time, whether it's a marijuana trial, a tax trial, a gun trial. They don't allow you to talk about the Constitution. They don't allow you to talk about the state laws that might actually make your activities legal. All of that not allowed. Same thing happened here.
Bizarre stuff.
And that's some more of the, that's why I say this is a bad news, good news article. There's bad news all in here and a little bit of good news. He grew the plants, again, in California. Federal law do not recognize, and the federal courts do not recognize medical marijuana. Neither was Breyer willing to let defense attorneys go too far in urging the jury to vote its conscience. Defense attorney Robert Amprenan said, quote, "There are places we can't go. There are answers too realistic, reasonable questions you may have that I can't give you." So he's sort of tiptoeing around, basically, nullification here. He says, "I fear my government because it does not always tell us the truth. The federal government has had almost 6 years to complete this recipe, and yet their recipe, ladies and gentlemen, contains tainted, soiled, spoiled ingredients. If it smells like something that's going to make you sick, you have every right to reject it." Unquote. Shortly thereafter, as Amparan compared Rosenthal's prosecution to past injustices done under the color of law, such as slavery and the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II, Breyer sent the jury from the courtroom and accused Amparan of trying to lead the jury into questioning the federal law itself.
Hmm.
How dare he? Federal law is supreme. It was written by men and women on pieces of paper. How dare you encourage other men and women who are their equals to question it?
Apparently they're not the equals.
When Amparan replied that he wasn't doing that he just intended to cite the false pretenses for the war in Iraq and the disastrous response to Hurricane Katrina as other examples of government mistakes, the packed courtroom burst into cheers. The judge then warned that he would clear the courtroom.
"I'll clear this courtroom if you diminish the government in any way,"
he said, "if any more outbursts occurred." Then ordered Amparan not to make that argument to the jury. After deliberating for 2 days, the jury convicted Rosenthal of growing more than 100 marijuana plants, conspiring to cultivate the drug, and maintaining a growing operation in a warehouse. He was acquitted of a fourth charge, and Breyer sternly ordered prosecutors to drop the fifth charge when the jury said it was deadlocked. Quote, "It's a shame that the federal government continues to put California citizens in the position of having to set aside their own votes at the ballot box and pretend they don't know anything about the state law or medical science," said the spokesman for Rosenthal's organization Green Aid. After 60% of the jury pool just refused to be involved in a case like this, we ended up with a jury that felt like it had to follow the instructions of the court. The head of Normal in California said the government has shown that it can, in fact, win a conviction in a medical marijuana case in the most pot-sympathetic district in the country.
Mm.
Of course, when we have to play by their rules and can't even mention the main element of the defense, it's an open-and-shut case. Ed was clearly growing pot, as was shown by the government. And that's what happens. You go into a case with the federal government, and they present their evidence of you breaking their laws. You can't present any evidence about how their laws are awful.
Yeah, your law stinks.
You can't do anything like that. And so, according to the instructions the judge gives the jury, which is, you must judge this case based on the preponderance of the evidence, and blah, 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 blah. He doesn't mention anything about jury nullification, and as shown from this case, if a lawyer even comes close to skirting the issue of jury nullification, the judge's flag goes off, it trips, a little alarm goes off, and it said, must not allow this to happen in my courtroom. Okay, send the jury out, admonish the attorney, and then everything will be okay. Because, you know, heaven forbid, the American people come across the information, which is still true in America, in federal court, it's still the case that a jury can nullify the law. But
here's
heaven forbid they find that out.
Here's my question on it, though. It's one thing when you're talking about the attorney. You know, when an attorney is admonished by the judge, his bar certification or whatever is
at risk. Yeah.
Now, what if a person is representing themselves? Isn't this the case with Ed Brown? Wasn't he representing himself?
He would have been, yes.
And then the judge.
And Ed Brown was not allowed to bring up the things he was.
Right. And the judge said he wasn't allowed to bring this stuff up. What if you keep on doing it?
Contempt of court charges, jail cell?
What are you facing, though?
More time in jail?
But you're already facing time in jail, so what difference is a contempt
of court? What do you have to lose? Right? I mean, if you're facing enough charges, what do you have to lose?
Right, and then you can take the contempt of court charges, and you can fight those.
Appeal those.
Right.
And keep doing it.
Right. That's what I'm thinking, is that you can, you know, if you're representing yourself, the lawyer doesn't have anything to lose because it's you. You're already facing jail time.
That's a good point, Mark.
I don't know.
I like that idea, but that would take, again, courage. And a lot of people are scared by the system, and they don't want to go to jail for any amount of time. And that was...
Ed Brown wasn't scared by the system.
That's true. I mean, again, once you're facing a lot of time in jail, I say pull out all the stops. I think that's a good approach. But then there's a little bit more good news nestled into this little case. The government, again, has convicted Ed. However... apparently, there was a little bit of high drama and civil disobedience in court recently. That's when six medical marijuana movement witnesses that were subpoenaed by the government to testify against Ed Rosenthal simply refused to do it. Now, what was the judge's response to that? We'll tell you coming up here in moments. Hour number two. Here in just a few moments, 800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.